Hello, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on another Texas Scorecard Friday Roundup. I'm Brandon Walton, the managing editor of Texas Scorecard. We made it through another week. I've said it before, I think they're all starting to kind of blur together, but I hope you're hanging in there. Leave in the comments if you're watching on Facebook Live right now how you're spending your time during this coronavirus shutdown. Speaking of coronavirus shutdown, affecting a lot of folks pretty negatively, and a lot of Texans specifically. I'm going to be joined here right now by Aaron Anderson, our Metroplex Bureau Chief up in DFW. He wrote an article at Texas Scorecard this week about the amount of Texans this coronavirus shutdown has left jobless. Now, Aaron, interestingly, when you posted this, it was 1.4 million. 24 hours later, that number is up now to, I think, 1.7 million and climbing.
Well, that's right, Brandon. The numbers are continuing to climb. I know we've all been watching the virus numbers kind of on a daily basis as they grow. But what's been really skyrocketing is these unemployment claims. Ever since the shutdowns have begun, these numbers have just been going crazy. And yet, day by day, it goes up. So we're now just rolled past. I just checked the latest numbers on the Texas Workforce Commission site. Mm-hmm. We have rolled past 1.7 million coronavirus unemployment claims filed. So that's 1.7 million mm-hmm. Texans, real people, not just numbers, with real families to feed, with real bills to pay. And it's really the shocking statistic to go along with the medical statistics that we're seeing.
And we're seeing this number be continuously updated as people file. And I think it's important to note, I mean, when we talk about this 1.7 million or whatever the number is right now of Texans that are unemployed, this is the number from the Workforce Commission, but this is just people who have filed for unemployment. This doesn't include people who might not be eligible or for one reason or another haven't filed. So that actual number could be a lot higher.
Well, that's right, Brandon. And we've heard from people around the state, and I'm here in the Metroplex Bureau. So I've heard from some local people, local businesses that have been thrown out of work or been having to shut down their small businesses and, you know, lay off those employees that work for them. A lot of self-employed people that maybe aren't eligible to file. And of course, the big backlog of getting through and getting your claim filed because there's been such a demand. And so I was really watching this week's numbers. They update them daily. And mm-hmm. I was hoping that we had seen the spike. We'd gone over 300,000 in 1 week, a couple of weeks ago. And so as this week's numbers started to come in, I thought, oh, maybe it's going down. Well, no, as of today, we're over 365,000 new claims for this week. So the numbers are still going up as people get through, get processed and get those claims filed.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, we're seeing local officials continue to enforce these shutdowns, but you even have, and you note in your article here at TexasScorecard.com, that you do have state reps fighting against this.
Sorry, Brandon, you
Yeah, sorry. I got a phone call from Mike, our own Michael Quinn Sullivan, who I guess is not watching the broadcast right now. I'll ask it again. We're seeing some state representatives that have come in and said enough is enough. And you mentioned one of them in your article, State Representative Kyle Biederman.
That's right. Kyle Biederman is just one of many state representatives and state senators who have been weighing in on this publicly and sending ideas to the governor as we wait for him to really kind of show us the plan for getting back to work. A number of state representatives and senators, my state senator up here, Angela Paxton, sent a checklist today of plan proposals for getting the economy reopened and getting people back to work. So people are ready. Officials are ready. They're waiting for the governor to give the green light so that we can start to hopefully see these numbers drop and get more mm-hmm. people off unemployment, which is what they want. I'd tell the story of a young guy I know, and he would die if he knew I was talking about him, so I won't say his name, but a youngster, mm-hmm. recent college grad, has a job, but got laid off. And he said, well, they gave us 2 weeks and then signed us up for unemployment. And I said, well, at least they were considerate and did, you know, helped you with that. He said, I don't want unemployment. I want to work. And this mm-hmm. is a young 20 something. So don't think that people are happy to sit home and collect a check. They want to work.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for covering that, Aaron. And we'll be continuing to watch those unemployment numbers as they continue, unfortunately, to rise. And now we talk about this plan coming out on Monday. The Governor Abbott announced last week that he had created a strike force, a task force to tackle reopening the Texas economy. But meanwhile, some other states have already gotten a head start on that. I'm joined right now with Carrie Cheshire, Vice President of Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, who had an article this week comparing the response in Texas to some other states, Republican and Democrat. Carrie, what are other states doing right now?
Well, that's right, Brandon. You are actually starting to see other states begin to roll out their reopening plans. You're starting to see some actual signs of rekindling the economy. Right now in Georgia, for example, you're having some limited restaurant reopenings, movie theater reopenings, and things like that. Actually today, Friday. Now, these are coming with some guidelines that people follow, things like, hey, you know, space your tables pretty far apart, try to reduce, kind of communal items so like salt and pepper shakers. Some businesses are doing appointment only, but you are seeing folks try to get folks back out, try to get the economic engine working, try to get hourly employees who have really been hurt by these shutdowns some hours so they can actually work. You are seeing that in states like Georgia, South Carolina, mm-hmm. Florida, and even up in Colorado. Where you're actually seeing people in the
Democrat governor.
Plan.
Yeah, Democrat governor there in Colorado. By the way, folks watching on Facebook Live, have to point out Carrie's great background right now. The Office fans have to love that. But going back to Abbott's response. So I mentioned he put out this strike force. He held a press conference earlier this week. A lot of folks thought, as oil cratered and actually went into, you know, negative prices, that perhaps this would be an announcement from Governor Abbott that, okay, I did the task force. We planned on coming out with stuff on the 27th, but the situation is too dire. Texans have been speaking out. Instead, he kind of said more of the same.
Well, that's right, Brandon. You also thought, I mean, you would think, okay, hey, we have this strike force, right? So like a quick action thing, like, you know, when you hear strike force, you think of like Navy SEALs and commandos, people who are, you know, getting ready to cobble together some stuff. You would think that these folks could, you know, maybe act and say, hey, the full rollout's going to be on Monday. But ahead of that, we're able to make these three changes now that are common sense, expert tested, citizen-centric recommendations for Texans. You haven't seen any of that. Instead, you've seen the governor kind of drag his heels a little bit, hide behind the task force that is supposedly going to come out Monday with recommendations. You've seen Abbott give interviews in which Casey's talked about restaurants reopening and businesses reopening. But, I mean, if I were a betting man, I would say that he's probably going to announce on Monday that he will start lifting restrictions on Friday, something like that. I don't anticipate Abbott, actually providing any leadership and reopening the state, not within a week, in my guess.
We've seen a lot of local governments go pretty wild as far as their restrictions and their own ordinances. So far, Governor Abbott has said he applauds local officials doing whatever they wanted. At least that's what he said at the beginning of this crisis. Tiffany in Deer Park, who's watching right now, wants to know, can the governor override the county judge, the Harris County judge, who just ordered a mandatory mask order this week?
Yeah, Brandon. So he absolutely has the authority to come in and preempt that order by Lena Hidalgo, the Harris County judge that is ordering folks to wear masks, something that the Harris County Police Officers Union is saying, we don't think we want to enforce this. Even Democrat Mayor Sylvester Turner Democrat mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, is saying we don't need to be doing this. We're just going to encourage people to do it. Governor Greg Abbott has the ability to come in and say, no, you're not going to do that. I'm going to preempt your order. He is choosing not to, in the same vein that he has chosen to accept the tyrannical rule across the state of Texas as Democrats and bureaucrats impose draconian restrictions on citizens.
You've had your finger on the pulse of grassroots conservatives, especially over this past week or two, as Abbott has announced these things. What are you hearing on the ground? What are you hearing from folks across the state about how the governor is handling this?
Well, Brandon, I think folks are very frustrated because, you know, we have this rugged individualist spirit here in the state of Texas. We're the crown jewel of the Republican Party. We're, by many accounts, the most conservative state in the nation. People like to think that Texas leads. You've got that old Walter Cronkite quote, right? What starts here changes the world. Well, right now, the governor isn't even content enough to follow other states. There's been no leadership at the executive level here in the state of Texas. The only statewide elected official who's been calling for budget cuts is disgraced Speaker of the House, Dennis Bond, who talked about a 5% cut. A 5% cut's probably not going to cut it. A 20% cut might not cut it at this rate. Governor Greg Abbott needs to come out and provide a citizen-first plan for reopening the Texas economy, show that he actually has confidence in Texans, that he has a real plan, and provide real solutions. Right now, he's continuing to hide. He's continuing to dither. He's announcing, hey, here are some URLs that you can go search if you're out of work as a result of the orders that either I've issued or I've permitted to be issued. There's just been no leadership in the governor's office. And, you know, for once, a couple of days ago, you did start to see Dan Patrick say, we need to start reopening things again. Mm-hmm. He went on Tucker Carlson and said that. And since then, he's kind of entered a witness protection program and nobody's heard.
Yeah, I don't know if that was in defiance of the governor, if he was sort of trying to test the waters on that situation. I don't know, but it'll be interesting to follow. And we'll certainly talk more ahead of this legislative session, I'm sure, about where the state needs to slash its spending, given the low revenue this year. So thank you so much for joining, Kerry.
Glad to be here, Brandon.
And now to the heroes and half-wit section. Let's start with our half-wit this week, okay? This one I'm actually borrowing from earlier this week on the Jim and Michael show. If you haven't been checking those out, I encourage you to do that. It's Tuesday and Thursday on the Empower Texans Facebook Live page. But our half-wit this week is our favorite Democratic socialist congresswoman from New York. That's, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who stated as oil prices went into the negatives earlier this week, said you love to see it, celebrated it, kept pushing her Green New Deal. Now, do you need a reason to make AOC a half-wit? Maybe not. I think she does that enough every week. I even saw after, by the way, after I made that declaration, I saw that she's out there saying that people should boycott work even after the restrictions are lifted. So for those silly comments and just and even more, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, easily this week's half-wit. For a hero, we're going to look to the DFW Metroplex, where you've got one city that is leading. That is the city of Colleyville. And you have this Colleyville City Council passing earlier this week an ordinance that says basically they're going to take it into their own hands to reopen restaurants, open with patio service, various retail businesses. They're opening up. This, of course, coming ahead of Abbott's order, which is expected on Monday, and putting Abbott in a very interesting situation. He says that he thinks most of it comports with him. He said that he would have a conversation with the mayor and with the city council there. But for going out and being the first to go lead and reopen their town, Colleyville, and the city council, this week's heroes. I even saw it hit some national media on that.
Thank you for listening to this week's Friday Roundup from Texas Scorecard. Remember, you can head to the Empower Texans Facebook page at 11 a.m. every Friday to watch the show live and get your questions in.